All right. Last year we went to Mexico. It was our first time there. Be there. So the verb we're going to conjugate is be. So be, was, were, been. Last year we went to Mexico. It was our first time there. We had never been there. Okay, did you guys make any mistakes? I'll pretend you didn't. But of course, in past perfect is a difficult tense to use. So the only way to memorize it is practice, practice, practice. All right, let's continue. 15.3. Use the sentences on the left to complete the paragraphs on the right. These sentences are in the order in which they happen. So happen before, before, or etc. But your paragraph begins with the underlined sentence. So sometimes you need the past perfect. All right, this, when we do it in class, takes a little bit of time for people, so students to understand. So if you need more time, reread the exercise again. All right, let's start with the example, right? All right, so the first sentence, it has three sentences, and then we're going to make up a long sentence. So somebody broke into the office during the night. We arrived at work in the morning. We called the police. So we always have to start with the thing that happened first, right? We arrived at work in the morning and found that somebody had broken into the office during the night, right? Because we begin with the latest, and then we go from there to the past. So from present back to the past until the oldest action. So somebody had broken into the office during the night is an action that happened before we arrived at work in the morning. So what happened then? Let me give you a few seconds to decide. Okay, so we called the police. It's as easy as that. All right, let's go to number two. I'm going to read the sentences to you, and then you're going to take time to compose. Laura went out this morning. I rang her doorbell. There was no answer. I went to Laura's house this morning and rang her doorbell. Take a few minutes to fill out the next. Okay, let's see. I went to Laura's house this morning. Oh, Laura's house. We pronounce it Laura in America, but you say Laura, so... All right, it doesn't matter in this case. I went to Laura's house this morning and rang her doorbell, but... there was no answer, correct? Laura, which happened before I went to her house, right? So I'm going to use past perfect here. Laura had gone out, right? So you need to understand what event happened first. And that event is going to be the oldest. And the oldest event is past perfect, correct? And the newest event, in this case, will be in present. But in the past perfect sense, the oldest event is going to have the past perfect conjugation, and the newest event is going to be past simple, right? Because past perfect includes past simple in it. All right, let's continue. Number three, I'm going to read the sentences on the left to you, and then you're going to compose the ones on the right. Jim came back from holiday a few days ago. I met him the same day. He looked very well. And on the right it says, I met Jim a few days ago. Full stop. Let's see how you can continue. Take a few minutes. Okay, let's see. So I met Jim a few days ago. He had just come back from holiday. Come, right? So I'm going to use auxiliary had, a third form of the verb to come. He had just come back from holiday. He looked very well. All right, so the only supposition in this case is going to be he had just come back from holiday because later I met him, right? Do you understand this? So first past perfect and then past simple. He looked very well is in the same way as I met him, right? So the same situation. But the only thing, the oldest one here is going to be he had just come back, and that's why I use past perfect. All right, great job. Number four. I'm going to read the sentences on the left, and you are going to do the exercise on the right. Kevin sent Sally lots of emails. She never replied to them. Yesterday, he got a phone call from her. He was very surprised. Okay, Kevin sent Sally lots of emails. She never replied to them. Yesterday, he got a phone call from her. He was very surprised. Yesterday, Kevin got a phone call from Sally. Correct. So that's the that's the first sentence. He was very surprised. He had sent her lots of emails, but she never replied to them. So the oldest thing in this whole story would be he had sent her lots of emails. Do you agree? You're right. All right, perfect. So that's how we know which one is past perfect and the rest is in simple past simple. All right, let's move on to exercise 15.4. Put the verb into the correct form. Past perfect, I had done, or past simple, I did. Was Paul at the party when you arrived? No, he had gone home. Okay, that's easy, right? Because he had gone home before I arrived. So, a lot of times, the preposition which will help you understand past perfect better that connects past perfect to past simple is before, right? So, the action, the oldest action happened before the newest action, which is still in the past. Okay? Like, I had dinner before I went to bed. So before, we know that the last action finished. Okay? Alright. Number two. I felt very tired when I got home, so I straight to bed. Let's see what you got in a few minutes. Okay, let's see. I felt very tired when I got home, so I went straight to bed. So deciding between past perfect and past simple, we need to see, is there an action that happened before another action? Or is it just an enumeration of actions in the past? Which in this case it is, right? I felt very tired when I got home, so I went straight to bed. One after the other. Very tired was not before you went to bed, right? Okay, number three. The house was very quiet when I got home. Everybody, go to bed. Okay, let's see what you have here. A few minutes. Okay, let's see. The house was very quiet when I got home. Everybody had gone to bed, right? Okay, so the difference between this sentence and the second sentence is that in the second sentence, I just enumerate the facts. Whereas in the third sentence, first of all, there are two sentences. Then, therefore, we already know that something happened before. And, well, in this case, it's very clear. Everybody had gone to bed before I got home, right? So you can always insert between you, yourself. You and yourself, you can always insert this before to understand it better. Okay, number four. Sorry I'm late. The car broke down on my way here. All right, let's see. Okay, sorry I'm late. First of all, let's see. To break down is a phrasal verb, right? And you all, it's very clear to understand. The phrasal verb is a verb with a preposition, which a lot of times has a different meaning from the actual verb. But in this saying, break down is the same meaning as break. Sorry I'm late. The car had broken down on my way here. Correct, right? So he was late. The car had broken down before he came there. All right, let's continue. Number five. We were driving along the road when we see a car which break down, so we stopped to help. All right, take a few minutes to fill this out. All right, this is a little longer. The sentence is a little longer than usual, so I'm going to wait a little more. Okay, we were driving along the road when we saw a car, right? See, saw, sin, but when we were driving when we saw, so something happens simultaneously, or better, in the same time space, which had broken down, broken, because the car had broken down before we saw it. So we stopped to help. So the oldest phrase or the oldest situation in this case is had broken down, right? The rest is new. New is past simple new. We were driving, or past continuous. We were driving, we saw, and we stopped, right? Those three situations, just enumeration in the past. In that case, we always use past simple. But had broken down is past perfect. All right, that's the end of the exercise, but I'm going to do let you do a few more exercises for past perfect because it's not as easy as it sounds. If you have any questions, reread all the PDF I'm going to insert.